We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, which means the weekend is almost here. What a concert last night. Smoothie King Center, Michael Bublé. I loved it. First time I've ever seen him. I was really impressed. Singing was great. The big band behind him, the stage setting was really interesting. We'll talk more about this a little bit later. But the thing that really stood out to me about Michael Bublé was his personality. I mean, he was amazing. He went through this whole thing about how, you know, I love New Orleans. I you know, of all the cities I go to, I love New Orleans. And, you know, this is such a great place. And he says, you know, you know how to persevere. You know how to go through tough times. You know how to deal with adversity. And he went on and on about dealing with adversity. And he said, you know, I'm talking about that damn no call. So he had a great sense of humor. I really enjoyed the concert. So we'll play a couple of the songs that he played last night on our show. Okay, so there's really, really good news to talk about. We'll get to this a little bit later. Hubig's Pies are coming back. What else would you like to come back? You know, I'm sure when Hubig's Pies come back, you know, thinking about the world that we live in today, I mean, seriously, there's going to be a big debate over which one is the best and which flavor pie do most Republicans support, which flavor pie do most Democrats support. You know what's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, well, we'll create it on this show. Four NOPD officers fired for pursuing suspects in a stolen car. That is against NOPD policy. So the system does work. And there are people who always think that police get away with everything. This is just a reminder that they don't. And I'm not saying this because I'm bashing police officers. I'm saying this because when there are bad police officers, sometimes they do get caught. And sometimes they're punished. And two others were suspended for breaking policy of the police department. So, again, I bring this up not to bash police officers, but to just remind you that, yes, sometimes the system works. Also, a woman was booed when she displayed a Trump 2020 flag during a 4th of July parade in Southern California. Her mother says her daughter was denied her freedom of speech. Is booing a Trump 2020 flag in a 4th of July parade part of freedom of speech? You know, once again, I personally think that we've got some people who don't really understand the basics of the First Amendment. Jailed sexual predator Jeffrey Epstein denied bail. Good. Keep that guy in jail. And a judge says no amount of money would make him safe in the community, would protect the community from him. So it's good. I mean, this is one of the most vile, disgusting people that we've ever seen in the news. And he's getting what he deserves. And maybe if he ends up in prison, in general population, maybe he will understand what it feels like to have sex when you don't really want to have sex. Also, we've got some highlights of President Trump's rally in North Carolina that included the crowd chanting, "Send her back, send her back." Talking about Congresswoman Omar. Do you support the chant, "Send her back," to a congresswoman who came to America from another country? That is our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. From Metairie, Derek, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. Yeah, I'm a Democrat, and I think they ought to send her back. Omar,
yeah.
I think they need to send her back. And the two women, I know they were born in America, so they say. I think they need to go back where their parents came from.
Okay.
You know, again, I say I'm a Democrat.
Well, so you really have a problem with freedom of speech?
No, I don't have a problem with freedom of speech.
Okay.
But you ought to do what you would think about it. You can look at Trump and say that. You know, people have a problem with Trump.
Well, they do. Some people do. Speech, yeah. You know? Well, it's all about freedom.
Just like last night. Now that the guys, the public is burnt up about at the rally, chanting, send her back. Those people have a right to say that.
Of course they do.
Okay. And Scoot, I'm behind them 100%.
Okay.
And you know, if you want to keep a level playing field, okay, you would probably say the same thing to send them back. I know deep down in your heart, Scoot.
No, don't say that because it's not true.
Well, I know. Look, but I'm talking about. I want you to dig down deep down in your heart.
I'm deep. I'm at the bottom of my heart right now. I'm at the bottom. I'm in the basement of my heart right now. No, I wouldn't.
Come on, look. Look, we got to stand up for the rights, all right, of everyone. Yeah, you're right about that, Scoot. Everybody got rights.
Yeah, that's what I'm standing up for,
okay?
The rights.
Yeah, but we can't have people bashing America. These women, they don't like America. They hate America. And I'm a Democrat saying that. I've been a Democrat for a long
time. Well, but Derek, it's one thing to hate America like Timothy McVeigh hated America.
No. These people are talking about bringing America down with tyranny. Okay, all of the women. They're talking about.
I don't hear that specifically.
Down to his knees. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna call back tomorrow, and I'll have the cuts for you, and I'll read them to you.
Okay.
And then I'll also read the time and date. These women are talking about taking down America. Okay. Why do you think they're in there? Isn't that in there for fun and games?
Well, I'm not crazy about what they're saying. I don't like what they're saying, but I support their right to say it. I mean, unless you're really working on a plot to overthrow the government, that's a whole different story than talking.
I think all of them are. I think all of the fool women, I think they all are trying to take down the government at the knees. I think they're trying to bring us down.
Well,
and, you know, they're all for themselves. I don't know what their agenda is, okay?
Well, their agenda is what the agenda of every politician is, and that is to represent the people who put them in office. They were duly elected to office, and they're trying to represent that group of people that put them there. And I'm sure not everybody who voted for them agrees with what they're saying and what they're doing. I'm not supporting what they're saying. I'm simply supporting that they have a right to say it.
You have the right to say it, and that's the same thing. Now you're going to play today. Around the crowd, chanting, send her back. You're gonna play that?
Oh, you know I am
today.
You know I am.
Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
Because it's in the news. It's news. Because
yeah,
what
right.
We're talking
about. Have a freedom of speech.
Yep, we're talking about.
They have a freedom of speech.
Of course they do.
Freedom of speech.
And I have the freedom to react.
And you're right about that. You're right about it. But Scoot, you can't ride both. You can't ride both sides. You know, you got to be.
No, I'm riding. Look, Derek, I'm riding the side of what is right, which is freedom of speech.
Why the president already said that he was trying to stop the crowd from saying, I'm looking at the president. I'm looking him dead in his eyes. He is trying to stop the crowd from saying, look, let's not say that, you know?
I applaud the president did not lead them in the chant, and I applaud
right.
President
you know,
I applaud
and
President Trump
you,
for
and
that.
You, and then please, all right, and throughout the other rest of the day, please, can you do this? If you have a heart of American, Scoot, just look. You got to remember now. The president did not tell them to say that. Please say that every time you play that.
Well, I'll try. I mean, I can't make that promise, but, you know, I can't say everything. Derek, I've got to get
you can promise me. Well, I'm going to let you go, but you can promise me that you're going to play it all day.
No, I'm not going to play it all day, but I'm going to play it a couple of times. Derek, I'm not going to get into formatting the show with you. I appreciate the call, and I do have to get something. Okay?
Remember, I'm a Democrat.
I don't care. That doesn't matter to me. I mean, it really doesn't. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I'm a Democrat.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
And that's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right, Derek.
And Trump was right on that.
Okay, have a good day. Okay? All right, he hung up. Okay. Seriously, look, yes, I'm going to play Send Her Back. We're going to do that in a few minutes. So I'm talking about the people who said that. And yes, they have the freedom. I'm not denying their freedom to say it, but we also have the freedom to react. Do you support the chant, Send Her Back, to a congresswoman who came to America from another country? 67% say yes, 33% say no, and that is our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Give us your comment by going to our website, WWL.com. Also, if you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. One of the many songs Michael Bublé did last night at the Smoothie King Center. Awesome concert. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. No, not really. No, she doesn't have to go anywhere. She's in America. She was duly elected congresswoman. You can disagree with her unless she is plotting to overthrow the government through some kind of underground movement or through some kind of militant force, then she is entitled to her opinions. Here was President Trump at his rally last night in North Carolina, and there were a lot of people who were there supporting Trump, obviously. Here's what Trump said.
A vote for any Democrat in 2020 is a vote for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream. Frankly, the destruction of our country.
That is a great political strategy to make people afraid to vote for Democrats. And it's working with a lot of people. You know, we have socialist aspects of our country. What about the fishermen from St. Bernard and St. Plaquemines Parish going to Washington? They want funds from the government. They want help. Isn't that a form of socialism? I mean, if you want to talk about any help from the government being socialism, well, it's a form of socialism. Well, we do have socialism. There are so many aspects of the government that can be labeled socialism, but we are not going to become a socialist nation. I mean, I don't see that anywhere in my lifetime or your lifetime. But it's a great campaign tactic for the president and for Republicans. The question is, how will Democrats answer? Okay, well, so here was the crowd, and the president did not lead this chant, but the crowd chanted about Congresswoman Omar, send her back.
Send her back, send her back, send her back, send her back, send her back.
You can come here from other countries. Why have we lost that idea? We've been talking about that a lot because it seems like this is a big topic of discussion in this country. You know, we can disagree. And again, I go back to the many Republicans that were not happy with the direction of the country under President Obama. They hated him. They didn't even think that he was really the president because, well, he wasn't even from America in their minds. So the very people right now who are saying, get over it, Trump won, which I totally accept. Many of them are the people who said, I'm not going to get over it. Obama should be impeached. Obama shouldn't be in office because he's not even from America. It's when we lose the fundamental understanding of the country that I get scared. I'm a registered independent, and I'm not going to take BS from either side. I'm not buying into either side. But there are times that I agree with the left. There are times I agree with the right. And one of our fundamental rights, whether you're right or left, Republican or Democrat, is freedom of speech. And we'll even talk about that more next hour because there's a woman in Southern California who was booed. There's controversy in Southern California because she was booed when she displayed a Trump 2020 flag during a 4th of July parade. And her mother says that she's being robbed of her First Amendment rights. We'll talk about that next hour. From New Orleans, John, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good day. I always enjoy your show, always.
Thank you, John.
On a lighter note, you're welcome. On a lighter note,
please.
I'm happy about Yuvik Pies coming back. And one other that would bring so much pleasure to everyone is bringing back McKenzie's Sunday cream pie.
Oh my God!
Or
what about those McKenzie's sugar cookies? Like for Christmas and
for
Halloween. And for Valentine's Day, the big red heart. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I could eat my body weight in those.
Oh, yeah. Those Sunday cream, that banana cream pie. Yeah. Oh, man, that's to die for. You can't, I don't think you can find a cream pie like that anywhere else.
They were so good. There, you know, I've told this story before. I had my tonsils out when I was 30 years old, so it was like a big deal. You know, you have your tonsils out when you're. I think it's better now, but boy, back in those days, I mean, it was a big deal, and it was awful, and it was. I did not eat for 10 days. I survived on room temperature milk. This business about you just eat a bunch of ice cream, that is BS. I mean, I couldn't eat anything. So anyway, when I could finally tolerate eating something, the first thing I did was I went to McKenzie's near where I lived in Kenner, and I bought an entire pie, went home and ate it. It was a McKenzie. The first thing I decided to eat was McKenzie's pie.
Good.
Oh,
good.
Delicious.
Good. That'd be a sweet thought.
All right, John. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
All right. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I have news coming up, so I don't want to try and squeeze a call in here. Because I want to give you a chance to say what you need to say, but that will be coming up. Here's a text that says, my son's wife is pregnant for their first child August 1st and will need to find health insurance. Very scary and sad. I get that. I would think that in America, we could find a way to provide health care for people. Other countries do it, and you'd think that we could figure it out, but we can't because of American greed. And everybody's involved in this. The doctors, the hospitals, the pharmaceuticals, the insurance companies, and yeah, you, the patients. Maybe not you or me, but the patients contribute to this whole problem. And you would think that we could do something about that. I mean, think about how great we are as a nation, and you'd think that this was one thing that we could do. But we can't figure out a way to do it because there's so much greed that everybody wants to continue to make the money they're making. And some are just, you know, well, you know how much money people are making, the pharmaceuticals and so many people. So they don't want that interrupted. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot. We're continuing with highlights from President Trump's rally last night. And we're talking about freedom of speech. You know, once again, we're coming back. Hey, that's basically what the crowd was saying last night in North Carolina at President Trump's Make America Great Again rally. Basically telling Congresswoman Omar to go back. She came here from Somalia, I believe. And I mean, she's got to be a citizen or she couldn't run for office. So she was elected. I disagree with much of what she says. I disagree with her attitude. I don't agree with her attitude, but she was elected. And then this is what we do in this country. We elect people, and then we, the people, decide whether or not they're reelected. But at this point, she is duly elected, and she has a right to her opinions. Those opinions will either lead to her being reelected or they'll lead to her being out of office. But once again, you know, here was the crowd. Now, again, the president did not lead this chant and said he actually heard this in our news report that the president actually felt badly about what they said. And they were chanting, send her back. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. Here's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you support the chant, send her back, to a congresswoman who came to America from another country? Do you support that? 62% say yes. 38% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. From New Orleans, Deanna, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to Ilhan Omar? I mean, really watched what she's talking about?
Do I?
Yeah. Have you ever, like, watched her, listened to the topics and the things that she speaks
of? Well, I mean, yeah, I don't agree with everything, but I don't disagree with everything. I mean, she does say, she says
right.
A lot. Yeah, she says a lot.
Yeah. She's for, you know, feeding poor children, health care, things like that.
Yeah, well, I'm not against it.
I mean, where people get the idea that the woman is trying to, you know, speak badly about our country. So, first of all, let's remember this. There are, you know, she's a congresswoman. Whether we agree with her or we don't agree with her, chanting, send her back, is racist, period. It's not a topic to It's not up for discussion. It's not you agree or you don't agree. It's a fact. You chant that kind of stuff, it's racist. Secondly, why are they not chanting send Melania back or Elaine Child back?
Well, you know the answer to that question.
Where are they going? Why are they sending them back? The woman is dark-skinned. She's from Somalia. You know, and the thing that really gets me, too, is that they are chanting send her back, send her back, send her back. But the people at the border that are trying to get in, they tell them, send her back to go fix her country, right? You know, and then come back to the United States and tell us how to do it. Well, that's the very thing that they're doing to the people at the border. Go back and fix your countries, you know? And it's like, that's kind of rude. It's insensitive. It has nothing to do with the values of this country. We are a democratic society. You don't like it, it's too bad. I don't like the fact that Trump didn't stand up and say to his crowd, I don't want to hear y'all saying that.
He could have gone further to try to stop it. But I'm not. That's not the topic to me. I will say the president did not lead the chant and did not encourage the crowd to chant that. But look, I know that the plant was there for this to come up. The plant was there for this to happen.
Yeah, it was up. You listen, lock her up, send her back. It's all Trumpian, yeah. You know. And for you to sit here and tell me that he did not lead that because he didn't come out and say it. How in the world did all that crowd at one time start chanting that chant? But he is directly responsible for that chant. He is directly responsible for the hate, for uprising of hate in this country. He needs to get sent back to Germany, or all of them need to go back.
Deanna, I would argue that President Trump is indirectly responsible, and that President Trump is reflecting. Deanna, you're entitled to your opinion.
I disagree with you.
That's okay.
He's 100% directly responsible for the temperature and the temperature in this country right now. That's it.
Deanna,
it didn't come from out of the blue.
It was building for a long time. We've had it's coming to a tipping point now, and I don't know where it's going to go, and I hope things work out. But this has been building for a long time. Trump did not cause this any more than the Beatles caused the anti-establishment movement.
He has a documented history you cannot dispute. Okay, he's been doing this for years with the casinos and the Indians.
Well, his style. Look, his style as a businessman has carried over into the White House, and I get why you and a lot of people don't like that. I understand that. But, you know, the hate in this country, look, there was a lot of hate in this country when George W. Bush was president, when Barack Obama was president. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, and so I am constantly in touch with the temperature of the country. It doesn't mean I'm always right, but I'm constantly in touch with how people feel about things and the things that that rally people, the things that disgust people, the things that really just become become like part of the conversation. And part of the conversation right now is very disturbing, because it's like we are losing respect for the Constitution. We're losing respect for the United States of America. I mean, we can disagree, and you can spin it and bend it any way you want about what she means when she says something, or what anybody means when they say something. I don't know where this came from. This wasn't the cut that I wanted here. Is this the song? Okay. Anyway, this is a version of it. So, I'm just taken by surprise by that beginning. So, anyway, I'm going to come back, and we'll continue to have this conversation. Happy birthday today to Martha Reeves of Martha and the Vandellas. She's 78 years old today. And this was just one of her classic songs. In fact, such a great song that Mick Jagger and David Bowie covered it. And that's, according to urban legend, that's when they met and they ended up in bed together. That's the urban legend. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, some people are suggesting that Congresswoman Ilhan Omar should get out while she can. And that was one of the chants last night at the Trump rally in North Carolina. Send her back, send her back. I agree that some of the things that she says are radical, but she has a right to say those things. And the idea of wanting somebody to go back to where they came from because you disagree with them. I mean, imagine if the Indians said that to all the early settlers. You know, you come here and you want to do this. Why don't you go back where you came from? I mean, we wouldn't have listened to that. We stayed. So this lack of respect for the First Amendment is something that really does bother me, and it should bother you as well. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you support the chant, send her back to a congresswoman who came to America from another country? 60% say yes, they support it. 40% say no, they don't. Give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. For Metairie, Dennis, welcome to the show. Hello, Dennis. Okay, lost Dennis. And from Destrehan, Marcia, welcome to our show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Scoot.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that I'm a Republican, used to be a Democrat. However, I vote across party lines. You know, I vote for the person.
That's good.
But I don't have a problem with them chanting to send her back, okay? It's words. And my problem is, they always jump, the news media and everybody always jumps on something that goes on at a Trump rally or anything that's associated with Trump, and they blow it out of proportion if it's against what they feel. And anytime somebody in the Democratic Party does something ugly or says something ugly, they don't report it. And I understand what he meant when he said that, because I'm 71 years old, okay? And I always used to get in arguments with people when I was younger and said everybody deserves to come to the United States because we're a country that wants to help people. But not when they flood in illegally. Not when you have people that, and I'm assuming all of these women, well, I don't know if they were immigrants or what, or if their parents, you know, had brought them over here or had them over here. And they do have the right to say what they want to say. But we did have, our forefathers fought for our rights. And to have somebody come over, just, you know, start swarming in and coming over and trying to get free health care, because that's what one of these ladies
you're talking about. I mean, you're kind of blending the topic of illegal immigrants in with this, and they're kind of separate.
I'm not asking
you to apologize, but I just want to you know, bring up that they're two different topics here.
They are, but you know what it is? People get, that's the whole thing, though. Everything gets blended because you keep getting hit from all different sides.
Well, but Marcia, look at it this way. You know, it's you know, you can argue that the media goes out of its way to attack President Trump, but there's no other president that has campaigned from the first day in office. Presidents in the past have not had campaign rallies like President Trump has campaign rallies. And his audience, his supporters are very, very vocal. And I'm not criticizing that. But these are the reasons that this gets so much attention in the media. Because Obama didn't do this. George W. Bush didn't do this. Clinton didn't do this. This is a new prototype for the presidency. And it's going to get attention.
Well, maybe it should, but then I don't ever remember until George Soros came out and said he would do anything in his power to cause chaos. I don't remember that comment.
Okay.
Trust me, it did. But I don't ever remember that in any place else. And I just think we're making entirely too big of a deal out of it. I'd just like to tell you something.
Okay.
When I went to high school, I had an American history class, and I had a teacher from New York, and I kid you not, I remember all the way until today, and I'm seeing it happen now. She said every country will reach the top, just like Rome, and they're going to fall. And she said, I'm going to tell you all right now, you all remember this, the United States will fall, but it's going to fall from within. We are not going to be taken over. And this is what worries me, because I say it. There is too much infighting. Too much.
Well, there is. I agree.
Republican or Democrat, They're not worried. When they first get in, they worry about their constituents, and this is both sides. Yep. But once they're in, they're worrying about their own agenda.
Well, that's true. Marcia, I've got to move on to a break. I appreciate the call. You know, and one of the things that we talk about often is this fighting from within and how divisive it is and how strong the divide is. But, you know, let's remember the politicians reflect the voters. That's you and me. So they are reflecting us. If they are acting in a certain way, it's because we're telling them to act that way. You might not think that, but that makes sense because they want to be reelected. Today is a really dark, dark day in history for Whitney Houston. It was on this day, July 18th, 1992, that Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown got married in New Jersey. And that was the beginning of the end of Whitney Houston. He's still alive. She's not. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. I am amazed that I'm getting so many Bobby Brown supporters in these text messages. I'm getting texts like this one. Whitney Houston was using drugs long before Bobby Brown. And a lot of texts like this one. What are you trying to say? Bobby Brown killed her? No, I didn't say that. But she died under his watch. He didn't look. I think he was a terrible influence on her. And maybe she was doing drugs before. I don't know that. But all I know is that when Whitney Houston got together with Bobby Brown, it was the beginning of the end. And he's still alive, and she's done. And I think it's sad. So, you know, look, from what I see, I think he was a bad influence. You certainly are entitled to your opinion to support Bobby Brown and stand up for him. God bless America. But, you know, I don't think the guy helped Whitney at all. From Metairie, Daniel, you're on WWL.
You're all the time.
Hello, Daniel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, so I think they just need to get rid of all of the discrimination laws that are on the books. Because what they're doing by telling her to go back home is violating her, her national origin rights. Or you cannot discriminate anyone against their national origin. And that's exactly what they're doing. It's against federal law for them to be doing that.
Interesting. And you know, look, there's little doubt that the color of her skin has a lot to do with this for a lot of Americans. You know, it's amazing that there are so many people in America who are so judgmental of people because of their skin color. Some people judge people because of their character and they don't like what they stand for. I get that. But there is this instinctive reaction to skin color for a lot of Americans, and I think it's really sad. Hey, we've got some rain in downtown New Orleans. You might be in some rain. By the way, if you're in the rain and you're driving, hey, how about turning on those headlights, huh? It's not a very difficult task, but, boy, some people just don't want to do it. I'm Scoot. Hey, we've got a lot to talk about. We'll be right back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.